Hello and welcome. Scare track. Scare Track Podcast.
Welcome to the Scare Track Podcast, the UK's first podcast dedicated to the scare attraction and haunted house industry. However, please be advised that we have no censor. The language used may be of an explicit nature and is not intended for younger listeners or the easily offended. All views expressed are those of the individual host and do not necessarily reflect those of Scare Track, our guests, or any of our associates. So, if you're still here, let's get scared.
So this is where our adventure begins.
Oh my God!
I'm scared myself!
Kate Monroe is screaming. Spoiler alert, freaking awesome.
The
quality of the set was amazing.
Oh, I don't like it.
But he's too buff to be real!
Hello and welcome to this episode of the Scare Track Podcast. My name is Mikey and today's episode is an on-location review episode from Evan's Haunted House. Evan's Haunted House, it's in Warrington and it's actually a mixture of two businesses, Quasar Warrington and Lockdown Escape Exit Games. The two businesses sort of joined forces with the creator of Evan's Haunted House, Craig, as well, to basically make just a monster of a Halloween attraction. And you know what? Craig Davis and his team really, really put it off. I didn't know what to expect. I'd never actually heard of this event before. I know it is big in Warrington, but it's not well known sort of amongst the whole UK scare industry as such. So I really didn't know what to expect. It's within sort of a Quasar arena, along with some escape rooms at the end as well. And it really was just a really fun, quite intense at moments, attraction. You would have a linear style attraction, you'd have set scenes, you'd have mini escape games. It really was about 40-45 minutes of just pure, relentless fun. So many actors, real intense scenes, some quite funny scenes. They'd split you up, so you're one by one. I honestly was quite blown away by this little gem of an attraction. Like I say, I'd never heard of it before. So thank you to Stephen from Scare Directory for letting me know about it and sort of recommending it, really. But I recommend that you guys should definitely go and check it out next year. It's, like I say, it's in Warrington. Go to the Facebook page, Evan's Haunted House. They're also on Instagram as well. And check it out ready for next year, because it really is, like I say, a little hidden gem of a scare attraction. So, let's take you to the on-location audio from Evan's Haunted House. Like I say, it was a 40-minute attraction, but I'm just going to put a few minutes of highlights here. Please bear in mind, I went with a few people from work who were terrified and screaming the place down, so you might want to turn your earphones down just slightly on this next bit. So, let's take you to the on-location audio from Evan's Haunted House.
You're listening to Scare Track.
Hi guys, and welcome back to this on-location episode of the Scare Track Podcast. I am here at a brand new event that I've never been to before. It's called Evan's Haunted House, and it's at Quasar Warrington Lockdown Escape Exit Games. Never been before, like I say, so it'll be the first time we go through this haunted house, but looking on their Facebook page, they're getting fantastic reviews, and it's come highly recommended as well from another scare reviewer in the industry, so I'm looking forward to going through. I'm going to take you guys around just for a few snippets of the attraction, then I'll give you our full in-depth review when we get out.
Hello.
Who taught you to sit at the table like that? Sit like this.
Do you want to be my friend?
Mm-hmm. Alice, she wants to be my best friend.
Would you like an eyeball?
Roses red.
She plays croquet.
Correct, but no.
Oh, also chop off people's heads.
Ah! You're a smart one.
I like Alice.
He's going.
You don't like where this is going. Well, you're not moving.
Once your friends die.
We're best friends.
No. The power of Christ compels you. The power of Christ compels you.
My
Did you burn? Did you burn?
I fucking did burn!
Then you are a demon, you must stay, you can go.
You can...
No, you have to stay unclean, one. You are demon!
I'm not a demon!
You are demon!
No, I'm not!
In the name of the Father!
I'm not a monster!
And of the Holy Spirit!
Mike, I swear to God, I can't do this!
You go, Chelsea, I'll stay. Go on.
Blowout.
I'm gonna guess we go this way.
Fuck!
No.
Oh, she said don't do that. She said don't do that.
We're going the wrong way.
Oh,
Mikey,
I'm in the middle. I don't fucking like it. Just
don't.
Now you're
done.
Come on, girl. We're so scared of
him. Oh, God.
Come on. Don't be so scared.
Come
these
on,
girls
Mikey.
Won't hurt you. What am I doing?
You are. I am going to be black and blue after this.
Fuck, she's scaring me the fuck! Okay, I'm sorry, I've touched your tit.
Come on now, boy!
Okay, I'm sorry, I'm going. Fuck me!
Yeah, yeah. Oh. We keep going in circles!
Is it like dead obvious in the book or?
Okay, fucking number.
Alright, calm down.
What?
What have we got for? Are you numbers?
Numbers!
Seven.
Like the other numbers you found.
Is it seven?
780. We got 7, 8 and a zero.
I found
can
a zero
you
as well.
The chair so
that's
I can
one,
examine
that's one. No, I would examine the chair.
Are you sure though?
Yes, because it's got an 8 on it, Molly.
Yeah.
Molly,
are
you helping or
not?
No, I'm helping, okay? Caroline, is it your book? It's my book, sorry.
No, can I
borrow
it, please?
No, can you?
Please. Thank you.
No big manners. Oh, I was
going to
give it to you.
Please.
Is it in his book?
Definitely. It's definitely in his book. Keep looking.
Is it?
I don't know.
Seems certain a second ago.
Two!
It's back! What number?
8-7-0-2.
Is that the order I said?
2-7-0-8.
That's still not the order I said, but was the last one I said, wasn't it?
0-2-7-8.
Right, if two numbers in the book.
Bucket.
Bed, bucket, chair, book.
0-7-8-2.
Right.
Got it.
You ready?
No, okay.
Get in the room!
I
hate my fucking life.
Right, Sim. Right. Oh, shit! No. Run! 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 Run!
Right, tell me the code numbers. So for each
blue...
Listen
to me carefully.
Yeah,
shut up. Right,
objects have numbers on them. Blue, red, yellow, green.
There's someone in that fucking cupboard.
So find me my numbers and then maybe I'll let you go.
Alright, I'm going to look for all the blue things, sort us for all the red things, sort us for all the yellow things.
What have I got to do?
Look for something red. Frogs. I'm looking for blue stuff.
I'm looking for red.
I'm gonna.
My arms.
Right. It's not. Is it underneath? Right.
Right. She's got the number four, everyone! She's got the number four!
Excellent.
Excellent. I call that cheating, Bobby.
Are you Bobby in here?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mikey, do you want to open that for me? Because I'm not going to.
No, you're not allowed to open it.
Yeah, yeah.
Turn around for me!
Oh. I'm guessing they're all in there.
Are they maybe all in there?
Only blue.
The blue one might be in here.
The blue one might be in here.
Help me find the blue.
I'm making a car.
Oh.
Oh.
The blue ball.
Can I find that ball, please? Mike, you say yes.
Yes.
No. Of course you can buy that ball.
Yeah, take this ball, Chelsea.
No, stupid.
I mean,
can I borrow it, please?
How's about we look?
No, the other one. That one, please. No, this one.
No,
please.
You can't
touch
them, Chelsea.
Yeah,
well,
no, that one.
Oh, there's someone in here! I told you!
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit of
the doctor will have fun with you.
I'm not doing it individually.
Oh. Too many.
Who sent you?
The clown beginning something.
Don't lie to me.
Where's the clown, I promise you? Him, that one. Oh, you want a lollipop?
Welcome to Make the Bold, mate. Nice. Calm yourself.
No.
lovely.
Bit of Doris. Shouted me back. Guess what? Whoa. I didn't like it.
No.
Now, you call yourself as a clever man.
Clever-ish.
Ish?
Ish.
All right. I'll ask you a riddle.
Oh, okay.
Get it right. Get it wrong. Get the riddle! A man is carrying two sacks of grain and the other man's carrying three sacks. Who's carrying the heaviest?
Can you repeat that? Sorry.
A man is carrying two sacks of grain and the other man's carrying three sacks. Who's carrying the heaviest?
The guy who's carrying a sack of grain. Two sacks of grain.
Why?
Because they're full of grain. The other guy's only carrying sacks.
By the boy?
You should have. Careful! Right.
Clever, clever boy.
Thank you.
Be careful.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Whoa. Oh, sorry. So, guys, I have not long come out of Evan's haunted house, and I have to say, that was so much fun. It was just really interactive, lots of different scenes. It had sort of two parts to the event. So the first part was your sort of standard scare maze slash immersive theatre attraction. And the second half was like little mini escape games. I didn't really know what to expect when going in. It starts off at a quasar, a laser quest, and you... It's got a sign that just says sort of a haunted house. You follow the ghosts to the haunted house. And I'm going to be 100% honest, I didn't have the highest expectations, only because we've been, to places that have massive, huge facades, and we've been to multi-million pound theme parks and things like that. So I was thinking, this could be cool, this could be a little bit of fun. I'm thinking a few actors in a laser quest, let's go, let's give it a go. Well, I was genuinely blown away, honestly. There's... the theming of the laser quest, well, the quasar elite and the scare rooms are good anyway, and they've added so much more for Halloween. I mean, there was a scarecrow room, and he had straw all over the floor. There was so many actors in there, and the actors are a big thing. The actors really do make this place. They are there in abundance. There's so many actors. Some rooms had like six or seven actors in like the maze room where we were playing hide and seek. It was just, there was so much going on. We would go throughout the entirety of the sort of quasar arena, and they made us go multiple times, a few places. You met some creepy clowns, you met Alice in Wonderland characters. And what I liked is that they had a mixture of impact scares throughout a linear scare attraction mixed with a couple of set scenes where you'd be asked to sit down. The opening scene with Alice in Wonderland, there was a cool there was three actors in just that one first scene, and they got one of my friends who joined me onto the table. They were going to sacrifice her because the Queen of Hearts likes to shout off with her head. And then you'd go into a next room where there's a possession, an exorcist of Regan, and she was awesome, and the guy there was awesome. And I'll be honest, after then it was all a blur because just so much was happening. There was a proper chainsaw midway finale before you go into the escape area, the escape room bit. It genuinely was just like 40 minutes, probably even longer, an abundance of fun. Really scary. The girl I was with, as you could hear on location audio, was absolutely terrified.
But yeah, a real good time. A big shout out to loads of the actors. They had a whole range of actors. There's one of the clowns. Well, both clowns were great in the clown escape room, but one of them would literally just follow me and copy everything I did, and it was hilarious. It was just so, so funny. You had to be there, but it was so funny. She was great. The nurse before the doctor's room, she was really running around ragged because she had lots of people to get through there. That's a moment when they split you up one by one, and you were in your group and then you were getting split up. So obviously you can imagine her job was kept hard, but she was really intense on the scares. And loads of them were really intense on the scares. Some really fantastic actors in this attraction. The guy with the sort of orange glow up light mask really got me intense with a good jump scare. And all the other characters, they were sort of like a Billy the Puppet style-esque character. She was really creepy and fun. The chainsaw guy was huge. Everyone just played their role really well. You could tell that they really do wear their heart on their sleeve on this attraction. And the designer as well. He makes it all within 24 hours. Obviously, he has the setup of the quasar, the setup of the escape rooms, but he puts the Halloween overlay literally 24 hours worth of work, just him creating this sort of linear route in the attraction. And it's really, really fun. It's something that a whole family could do. It does get quite scary towards the end, I'm not going to lie. When you do get split up and you get put into a doctor's room by yourself, that does get quite scary. But beforehand, it's all quite fun and games with the scares. Little bits of immersive theatre as well. Nice bit of smoke in some of the rooms, some lights, and like I say, it's not, you don't go into this place thinking huge £1,000 elaborate budgets, you know, but you don't always need that to have a good time, to have a quality time, to have a fun, scary time. And this was scary. I had some real good jumps in there, and the whole thing was just fun. It was proper Halloween fun. You can tell this place, they wear their heart on their sleeve, and it really has been a labour of love with a passion of Halloween here at Evans Haunted House. So, yeah, I genuinely really did enjoy it. You can go and check it out for yourself, guys. Go and check out their Facebook page. Just search for Evans Haunted House. You'll be able to see pictures on there. It's got its last night on Halloween night, so you've probably missed it this season, unfortunately, guys. But make sure it's on your list for next season. Honestly, I think I'm going to go each and every year now because they change it up each year, apparently. It was recommended by Stephen from Scare Directory, so thank you, Stephen. I actually hadn't heard of the event beforehand because it is a far more independent, smaller scale attraction. But it was great. It just goes to show that you don't always need those massive budgets and massive sets to give a good quality Halloween scare. So yeah, head over to their Facebook page, search for Evans Haunted House, and you'll be able to see it on there. And thank you to the guys at Evans Haunted House for giving us a fantastic time and letting the Scare Track podcast record an episode live on location. So, guys, that's bringing us close to the end of this episode of the Scare Trap podcast. A huge thank you for listening, and a huge thank you to Evans Haunted House for letting us come and check out the attractions. Guys, be sure to join us over on social media. The Halloween season's just about over, but we have lots coming up, lots planned throughout November and December. We're going to be bringing you another Q&A with the UK Haunters documentary at a secret screening, along with some Christmas scare attractions as well. Plenty more in-studio interviews and discussions for the podcast all lined up as well. So don't think that we're going anywhere just because the scares are over. We are here throughout November and December as well. Remember, you can check out everything Scare Track related over on our website, www.scaretrack.co.uk. Also, be sure to join us on social media. We're on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter and Facebook. Just search for Scare Track, where you'll be able to join us over on our social media pages. We love chatting to you guys, especially about scare stuff over the Halloween season. Let us know your highs, let us know your lows, absolutely everything. Join us over on our social media pages. So that brings us to the end of this episode of the Scare Trap podcast. A huge thank you for listening, and we'll see you on the next one. Bye, guys.